Roses are red, violets are blue. John and Chantel hope that they choose you. It's Chantel's roses.
Yes, but what are your roses, Chantel?
Well, if you're suspecting a cheater, I want to get to the bottom of it. If you think there's a cheater, I want to offer to send them a dozen free roses. And what we're going to do is find out if they're cheating based on who they're going to send those roses to.
Today, we're going to try to help out Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I ran into my son-in-law at a restaurant, and he was with another woman that was not my daughter.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. So we're not trying to catch your spouse. Is that correct then? This is about your son-in-law?
No, my son-in-law.
So, okay. Oh, you walk into this restaurant. What do you mean by he was with another woman? He's just sitting there having lunch?
Well, yeah, he was sitting there, but I swear they were holding hands on the table until he saw me.
Really? Did he acknowledge you in any way, or did they sneak out the back because they were caught?
Oh, no. He came over to me, and he introduced me to her as a coworker, but he never told her that I was his mother-in-law.
Whoa.
But he did come over and say hi, right?
Well, yeah, because he needed to make sure,
because we made eye contact.
Exactly.
All right, so what happened after that? Have you done anything else with this information, or did you decide just to quickly, reach out to us? Go ahead, please.
I told my daughter, and she just blew me off. She says that he has lunches with his coworkers all the time, and I'm overreacting, but I swear I'm not. I can feel it in my gut. Something is up.
What is your son-in-law's name?
His name is Johnny.
Johnny, okay. And you're saying your daughter, though, is not buying the fact that you think Johnny was sitting here across the table from someone holding their hand at lunch.
Yeah, she doesn't believe me.
Okay. Andrew, I don't know. Are you sure you want to...
step in this territory?
Yes. I just want to make sure.
No, I need to do this for my daughter. I need to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Then what we're going to do is we'll get Johnny's number from you off air. We'll play a song. We'll call up your son-in-law next. We'll offer him roses, and we'll see if he wants to send these roses to your daughter or to someone else.
Okay.
Mix 105.1 and 103.9. Number one for all the hits. It's John and Chantel with Chantel's Roses. Today we're trying to help out Andrea. Andrea's not calling about anyone in her life, at least the first realm of her life.
Yeah.
Instead, she saw her son-in-law at a restaurant, and her son-in-law was with another woman. Now, were they just having lunch as coworkers, or was it more than that? It depends on who you want to believe on this.
Ooh.
Andrea says in her bones, she knows that her son-in-law, though, was cheating. Andrea, did I get that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to call up your son-in-law, Johnny, right now. We're going to offer a dozen roses, and we're just going to see if he's sending them to your daughter or to someone else. The only thing we need from you is permission to have Johnny on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah? All right.
We can bring him on.
Chantel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello.
Hi, is this Johnny?
It is. Who's this?
Hey, Johnny. This is Chantel from J&C Flowers. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. So I actually have a dozen free roses that I'd like to offer you today that you can send to someone special in your life. There's no subscription, no strings attached. It's just something we like to do to give back to the community. Would you be interested?
Okay. Well, this is completely random. there's no... Sorry, there's not. I wasn't expecting free roses, that's crazy. There's nothing. There's no credit card information. You don't need anything from me. It's just hey, we'll just send you roses to somebody.
Yeah, so we'll just send the roses totally free, no strings attached.
Huh. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so with the roses actually comes a card, so I can start writing that out for you. Is there a note that you'd like to put in?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Yes. Okay. Could you write in the card, thinking of you, better times ahead.
Okay. And then who would you like to make it out to?
Amy?
I knew it. See, I told you my daughter's name is Christina.
Hold on, Andrew, just one second. Johnny, so hi, my name is John, and with me is Chantel. We do a morning show together on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. I have to let you know you're on the radio, and with you, I don't know if you could recognize that voice, but Johnny, that's your mother-in-law, Andrea.
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
I caught you. I caught you cold-handed, red-handed, whatever you want to call it. Christina is not going to be happy about this at all.
Wait, why? Andrew, you put me on the radio?
Yeah.
Why? What is this all about?
Because I caught you cheating, and this is the only way that she might actually believe me and see for herself. So explain yourself. Who's Amy?
I'm not cheating, and you know that Christina is going to be furious with you for doing this.
She's going to be furious with you for cheating. Explain yourself.
You know what? I actually don't have to explain myself to you. I answer to my wife and not you. You are not a part of this relationship. So you need to know that you are an overbearing mother-in-law, and putting me on some morning radio show is not going to solve any issues you and I have with each other, all right? You've crossed the line, Andrea.
See, do you hear him? He's so rude to me. Plus, you're a cheater, Johnny. We caught you, and that's it.
I'm not doing this.
Oh, he hung up. Yeah.
Well, that's proof right there.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Andrea, what are you going to do? Are you going to tell your daughter?
I mean, yeah. He ran away, and now I have to call my daughter and let her know everything. But thanks to you two, I mean, it's pretty much right there.
I think in the end, like, the truth does come out. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, because I still think sometimes you get the messenger gets shot. That's my,
yep.
Yeah. Good luck, Andrea, okay?
Okay, thank you.